Yeah, we're just trying to manage him, Mark. You know, he's ready to go. He's in great condition. And, you know, I think it's important to get him ready for Sunday, September 10th. Day off. Nothing to read into there.
Coach, I know you're not going to talk about anything tactical, but, you know, last year we had a discussion about pace and tempo, kind of using it as a tactical advantage.
Right.
Where are you now in terms of the evolution of that being part of what you're trying to do?
Yeah, Spencer, I think it's important. I believe in it. I believe in mixing it up, you know, speeding it up, slowing it down. Huddling, no huddling. I know that kind of sounds like an all-everything answer, but, you know, I think our guys really understand our offense now. Tom's had a really good training camp. He had a good day today. Deshaun, for a rookie, is really way ahead of any rookie quarterback I've been around. And so it's been fun. You know, I think we've got a team that it goes back and forth. Defense gets us sometimes, and the offense gets them sometimes, and it's not just defensive dominated. And I think that's important. For the team. Now, of course, we got to do it in a game. You know, we got to do it in a game, obviously. So we'll see how that goes. But very happy with where we are right now.
Some thoughts about DeAndre White?
Yeah, we worked him out yesterday. He did a good job. He's in good condition. We had, you know, studied him when he was coming out. You know, strong player. Kind of picked up some things, you know, just off of last night's meeting. Was able to go out there and function today. So hopefully he's a good addition.
Mill, for a second week, how important is it for these younger players to really take another big step up this season?
I mean, well, yeah, it's important for everybody, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not – the second week's always tough because you haven't been in full pads for 6 months, and now last week you're in full pads, and now you have to deal with the soreness and all those things. And especially the younger players, you're right about that. They have to be able to come out here and try to get better and not you know, have the woe-is-me syndrome. They got to come out here and get better. And, I really like our rookie class. I think they're working hard, and it's not an easy training camp. You know, we're competing out there. We're out here today for 2 hours and 40 minutes. So these guys are working good.
Tom Savage talked about being better in the red zone. If there's some thoughts about that and what you're doing so that does happen.
Joe. Yeah, I mean, we have to be better in the red zone. I mean, we got to be better everywhere on offense. You know, we can't – you know, we've said that all offseason. We know that. Coaching, playing, everything. So we're working all the different situations. We've been in a red area a lot. Sometimes the defense has gotten us. Sometimes we've gotten them. Hopefully we can be more consistent in games.
Coach, what gives you the best opportunity to protect some of the choice plays you have? I mean, I'm not talking about specifics tactically, but look, you did a tremendous job protecting plays that could be very successful for you.
Talking about showing them in the preseason? Yeah. I think you have to run what you run. Your guys have to run the things that they're confident in. But, you know, there's obviously certain things that we won't show in the preseason, things that we're doing. I'm sure that's the same for every team. But there's also bread and butter things that we're going to do. I mean, that's what we do. That's what I believe in offensively. You know, we have to be able to line up and run these plays. They know it's coming. We know it's coming. And that's the way it is. But then there's other things that we're doing. Maybe it's with certain players in certain positions or certain schemes or certain tempos that we're doing that, you know, we would not show in the preseason.
With your experience, when you see a guy like White, first-year player, technically second, but that splashes and shows you some maturity, does pedigree ever come into that, having spent a year in New England and then prior to that with Nick in Alabama? Do you see things different in players who've been exposed to that culture?
There's no doubt that guys that have the opportunity to play for Nick Saban or Bill Belichick or Andy Reid or, you know, Mike Tomlin or any of those guys that are great, all these guys that are great coaches, they bring something to the table because they understand what it means to come into practice and compete and having to learn on the run, you know. And I think when you looked at him today, it's only one day, but you could tell, like, he had that sense of urgency that you have to have at the University of Alabama in order to even see the field. So, yeah, that's a good thing.
Bill, Tom talked about chemistry, how it seems like him and Hopkins are on the same page these days.
I hope they're on the same page. That'd be a long year if they're not.
What do you think about the chemistry they've been able to develop with Savage getting all those reps?
Yeah, they're working hard, DP. I mean, they're staying after practice. They're coming out here early. I saw them out here actually on their off day, not actually doing anything physically, but talking about the route, watching film together. I think they get along real well. They believe in each other, and it's been a good camp for them so far. You know, they kind of understand what we're trying to do relative to them, you know, and so I think it's been good, and it has to keep going. And Deshaun went out there today and made some plays today, which was good to see. So I think everybody's really, really working hard to get better.
Coach,